Miami will battle Nebraska in the Rose Bowl on January 3rd. There aren't any quibbles about Miami's appearance in the championship game. The Hurricanes were undefeated this year, but Nebraska lost its last game by 26 points, and that's led to some criticism that Nebraska doesn't belong in college football's big dance. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Susan.
So how did Nebraska get into this game?
Well, what is the true meaning of life? There is no answer to this question. It's a jumble of computers and polls and strength of schedule, and it's just a complete mess. If you read the quotes from around the country this morning from other coaches and people involved in college football, it is obvious that this bowl championship series, which was dreamed up 4 years ago, is a complete and utter failure. It doesn't matter whether you believe Nebraska should have been there, or Oregon should have been there, or Colorado, the team that beat them by 26 points, should be there. The point is, you don't decide championships through argument, you decide them through competition, and this system doesn't allow that.
Well, why does it continue then? If everybody is so miserable, they need to change it, right? Some system who decides who gets to play for the championship needs to be clearer.
Exactly, Susan. Great minds like yours and mine think alike. The problem is there's one little word that prevents this from being fixed.
What?
M-O-N-E-Y,
oh,
money.
Yeah.
There are 118 teams that play Division I-A college football. Only 63 participate in the bowl championship series. That means the other 55 don't have to share in this money. So the 63 who are in control don't want to share with the 55. That's why they signed a new contract last year, even though everybody could see the system didn't work, that extends this system through 2006. So unless somebody intervenes, which I don't think will happen, this system will stay in place because it makes the powerful more rich and powerful, and that's the way they like it.
Oh, boy. Well, I hear that until this weekend, there was another football team that went undefeated. That was Brigham Young. And what would have happened if they had not lost?
Well, Brigham Young was actually threatening to bring an antitrust lawsuit against the BCS, which I personally would have loved to have seen, on the grounds that how can you go undefeated and be told you are not good enough? Again, this goes back to this whole strength of schedule thing and the arguments that people make. Fortunately for the BCS, they did catch a break. Brigham Young lost, so now they're obviously not going to file a lawsuit, and they're not a part of the BCS. But they're one of the disenfranchised 55, and this controversy is going to continue as long as the BCS continues.
I guess. Well, you've been for a playoff in college football for years, but everybody argues it would interfere with class time too much. What about that one?
It would interfere with class time far less than the basketball championship does. The basketball championship is played across the month of March near exams. The players are on the road a minimum of 3, sometimes 4 weeks, including conference championships. In football, you could play one round in early December and then play the other rounds during semester break and the first week of the second semester. Everybody would be done, nobody would lose any class time, and you'd have a true national champion. It's the best way to go. Everyone knows it's the best way to go, but again, the money is what's stopping it, not class time. Don't believe that for a second.
Comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.